start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are coming to you on this lovely Tuesday. And should I say the date? Of course I should say the date. It's May the 23rd, just in case you did not know that. And yes, this is being recorded, because it is recorded, of course, because it is a podcast, in between the end of the Jay Allen of the Morning Show and the noontime on when this gets released. So let's talk a little bit, because listen, there's been a lot of stuff going on and there's a lot of things happening inside of our world as we get to hang out and do all kinds of stuff. Now, listen, as I talk about the industry on the Rated R Safety Show, we talk about it on the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, we talk about it here on the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. And I have to tell you that as we talk and move and groove, what I have noticed more and more as I talk to people, it's not so much about safety, even though safety is a good part about what we talk about, but we also get to talk a little bit about procrastination. And that seems to be a big thing that I get to interact with people about. Not that I'm a procrastinator, which I guess I do tend to have that in the things that I do. But it's the amount of people that tell me that they procrastinate to the last moment before something's done. So let's talk a little bit about that today. So overcoming procrastination. There's a science-backed strategies for boosting productivity and time management. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. Procrastination is a common issue that affects people from all walks of life. No, seriously. I'll tell you, because I get to see all kinds of them. Causing them to delay or avoid tasks that they perceive as difficult, unpleasant, or overwhelming. It can lead to a significant decrease in productivity and have a negative impact on personal and professional success. However, by understanding the underlying causes of procrastination and employing science-backed strategies, it's possible to overcome this obstacle and boost your productivity and time management skills. So should we talk about some of this? Or what do you want to do? Okay, let's continue. Procrastination often stems from various psychological factors such as fear of failure, perfectionism, and lack of motivation. Moreover, the human brain is hardwired to seek instant gratification, which can make it difficult to focus on long-term goals and resist the temptation to procrastinate. To tackle this issue, it's important to address the root causes and implement strategies that promote productivity and effective time management. One effective approach to overcome procrastination is to break tasks down into smaller and manageable steps. Large projects can feel overwhelming and trigger procrastination, but by dividing them into similar tasks, you can reduce and perceive difficulty and create a sense of progress. As you complete these steps, your motivation and momentum will increase, making it easier to stay on track and continue working towards your goal. Another crucial strategy is to set realistic deadlines for tasks and projects. Deadlines provide a sense of urgency, which can help combat procrastination. However, it's essential to ensure that the deadlines you set are achievable and allow sufficient time to complete the task. Overly ambitious deadlines can lead to increased stress and may cause you to become even more prone to procrastination. Conversely, setting deadlines that are too lenient can reduce the sense of urgency and enable further delays. So think about that as you're doing this. Developing a structured daily routine is another effective way to enhance productivity and minimize procrastination. Establishing a consistent schedule for work, leisure, and self-care activities can help you allocate time effectively and ensure that you stay focused on your priorities. Create a routine that also supports a formation of habits, which can contribute to long-term productivity and success. What is an easier way to go about some of this? Well, let's eliminate some of the distractions, because that plays into a key factor into the whole thing. It's essential for maintaining focus and reducing the temptation of procrastination. Identify the factors that commonly disrupt your concentration, such as social media, email notifications, or noisy environment, and take steps to minimize their impact. This may involve creating a designated workplace free from distraction, using website blockers, or setting specific time to check email and social media. I know that sounds a little bit more difficult than what it can be, but it is possible to do. Incorporating regular breaks into your schedule can also help combat procrastination. Researchers say that taking shorter tasks, frequent breaks can improve concentration and prevent the burnout. The Pomodoro technique is a popular time management method that involves working focused 25-minute intervals followed by a 5-minute break. After completing 4 intervals, take a longer break between 15 to 30 minutes, and the approach can help maintain energy levels and focus throughout the day. I will tell you that if you do use this technique, it really will help you in the long run as you are taking a look at it. Cultivating self-compassion is another important aspect in overcoming procrastination. Individuals who are harsh on themselves for procrastinating may become trapped in a cycle of guilt and avoidance. Instead of recognizing that everyone procrastinates from time to time and treat yourself with kindness and understanding. By adopting a more compassionate mindset, you can reduce the negative emotions associated with procrastination and feel more motivated to tackle your task. No, seriously, I'm being serious as I say that. The other portion that a lot of people tell me about is visualization techniques. I can't even say the word. Can also help be combating procrastination. By imagining yourself successfully completing a task or achieving a goal, you can create a positive mental image and boost motivation and self-confidence. This can help you overcome the fear of failure or perfectionism by contributing to your procrastination. Now, think about this for a moment. I don't know if you've ever looked into sports psychology, but this is something that's talked about all the time. It's winning the big game. It's winning the big fight. It's you having the mental model of what you're going to do as those things are actually occurring in real time. And that's sometimes some of the portions that we don't talk about. So imagine if we did, on how those things could change. So finally, consider seeking support from friends, family, or colleagues. Sharing your goals and deadlines with others can provide accountability, encouragement, and motivation to stay on track. In addition, discussing your struggles with procrastination can help you gain insight into the underlying causes and identify potential solutions. In conclusion, overcoming your procrastination requires a combination of understanding its root causes and implementing science-backed strategies that promote productivity and effective time management. By breaking down tasks into smaller steps, setting realistic deadlines, establishing a structured routine, eliminating distractions, and incorporating regular breaks, and cultivating, well, self-compassion using visualization techniques and seeking support from others, you can overcome the urge to procrastinate and achieve meaningful progress in your personal and professional life. Remember, the key to success lies in consistency and persistence. So keep refining your approach and stay focused on your goals. Think about that. Probably going to take you further if you really give some thought process to some of these things. Well, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe. And don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of The Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.